I'll give you my top three bad breakups. Okay, so coming in at number three, when I was in primary school, I really liked this boy, Barry, who sat opposite me in die tweetalige klas. Mm-hmm. And we were going out, which means we would hold hands at break. And then he would buy me sweets from the tuck shop. And we would write little love notes to each other and pass them along during geography class under the desk. I was really smitten. And one day after school, I was at home doing my homework and the landline rang. And my mom answered it, and then she called, "Lindy, phone." And then I walked past her in the passage on the way to where the landline was near the front door, and she was like, "Ooh, it's Barry." Anyway, so I answer the phone and I'm like, "Hello," to which he said, "Hello, Lindy, this is Barry. Ons gaan nie meer uit nie."
What? That was it.
And I was completely blindsided by that. I was in such a state of shock. All I could say was, "Okay, bye." And then he was like, "Bye." And that was that. And I was so devastated that I forgot to feed my Tamagotchi that day. And so both my relationship with poor Barry and my Tamagotchi died.
Did you get a reason?
No reason.
Maybe because you called him Barry and he calls himself Barry.
Barry. So that was the end of that. Coming in at number two, when I was in high school, I was seeing a guy named Gareth, and he was already out of school, and I liked him a lot. And I was at Tiger Valley one day shopping for a gift for him because his birthday was coming up. Anyway, I bump into a mutual friend of ours, a girl, and she's like, "Hi, babe, how are you?" And I was like, "Fine, thanks." She's like, "Sorry to hear about you and Gareth, eh? Shame, are you okay?" And I was like, "What?" Stood there again like an absolute deer in the headlights. Clearly, I was the last one to know that we weren't going out.
Wow.
So that sucked. And then at number one of my worst breakups of all time, I was at varsity and I was just completely giddy for this guy. He was a surfer and a model and he did salsa dancing.
Whoa.
He was a real dreamboat.
Whoa.
And we'd been seeing each other for a few months. And so one day he phoned me up and after exchanging pleasantries, he said, I was wondering, how's the relationship going for you? Like, are you still having a good time?" And I start gushing and I'm like, "Oh, this has been the best few months of my life, and I feel such a connection to you, and like I count the hours till I can see you again, and it really has been like so amazing, and I think I might be falling for you." And then he hit me with a, "Yeah, because like actually it's not really working out for me anymore, hey? I think we should see other people."
No.
Why did he allow you to finish?
I know.
You could have interrupted going, "Yeah, whoa, okay, I see where you're going with this."
Wow.
He did that to me. Anyway, you know how the saying goes, guys, don't cry because it's over. Smile because now that poop shoot is somebody else's problem.